Coming straight from the underground. Coming straight from the underground. I'm coming straight from the underground.
Live from the basement.
As I pump up a brand new funk swing and bring back the chill or thrill for BB King. Old fashioned is the way that I be waxing the MC. I bust the grill with a reaction I check. Inspect, make sure the head's wreck. Snap a neck for some live effects. On machine, I'm functioning, that's mean. I stay together, my man, like Al Green. I'm a slayer, the E-R-A-C-K, and I'm back to attack a punk chump and ain't saying jack. Boom, I'm buck wild when I'm stone. Eyes closed, only one eye like a cyclone. So I throw on my black shades, that's rhinestone. Jump into my bins, that's outline the comb. I'm the grand, royal MC, I'm no joke. I hit like a Philly, blunt when it's toked. I smoke, an MC well done, he gets done. I'm knocking out whack MCs like Michael Nunn for power. One punch crunch, I'm throwing bolos. I'm strapped heavy, my handguns got solos. I'm packed when it's time to get down, cause Eric Sermon's coming straight from the underground. I'm coming straight from the underground. I'm coming straight from the underground.
Okey-dokey, my mind gets slow-pokey when I tope the pull. From a Philly blunt and I hope me. Old gold is cold when I pop the cap. Take a sip of the blitz, then crack a back on the rhyme sack. Cause I'm too smooth, paid my dues and can't lose. I'm Top Gun, pulling bitches like Tom Cruise. And my main man, D-Wade, still gets paid. And on the off season, we vacate in the shade. So all hail the Mary, crack the Moet, blast the boombox, then act like George and Jetson. Cause my style, similar to Taekwondo. But hey yo, I don't kick or throw stars. This brother flows to the funk track with 808 drops for props. On top of drugging or thugging, DT's the cops. I say, no to blow, yes to and I suggest you put a buck on Lotto. If you win, you should invest on a new grill bill. Cause I rock not until the fat lady sings or Brooklyn starts to ill. But there's a fat chance with the brother Bistro. Cause I'm the master of the quadriverb and the echo. There's no time to stop, so P keep on stepping on the edge of the frame. And the mind of nine is the weapon that I choose to squeeze when the brother bucks wild. When slug to the head, mafioso style, you catch a universal beat down with sounds that pound. Watch yourself, son, I'm coming straight from the underground.
I'm coming straight from the underground. I'm coming straight from the underground.
Yo, what's up? It's episode number 48 of the Live from the Basement show. We got a special interview episode for you this week. And this week we feature an interview with my man Parrish Smith, aka PMD of the legendary EPMD. If you don't know who EPMD is, you better do your Googles. And man, we've been dying to share this interview with you guys because, man, he drops so many interesting gems. You guys love the show. You're going to love this interview because he talked about everything from touring with Run DMC and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, aka Will Smith, to their overall come up and how they came up in the foundation of hip hop in the 80s and 90s. So it's a crazy interview. But you know what? There's somebody who's far more qualified to speak on EPMD than me. It's my man Major. What up, Major?
Yeah, what's good, J-Mac? You know, I definitely know something about EPMD, dog. Especially Parrish, man. That's my dude. Mr. Slow Flow is a classic. Whether we talking Headbanger, Please Listen to My Demo, You Gots to Chill, Gold Digger. Man, it don't, man, dude, don't let me go down that list, man. They have so many bangers, so many classics. So, yeah, man, I was super geeked to get this interview. Check it out, Live from the Basement.
Live from the Basement.
This is Parrish Smith from EPMD.
Parrish, what's good, fam?
Yo, everything's good. How's it going?
Good, man. So, Parrish, tell me what's your earliest memory of hip-hop? When did you know that's something you wanted to do, that you wanted to be an MC?
Wow, yo, that's a great question. My earliest memory of hip-hop was before hip-hop was called hip-hop, because I have an older brother, James, who started a group called Smitty D and the Rock Squad, and he used to catch up with DJ Africa Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation before they recorded Planet Rock. So when I was about 12 or 13, my brother being from Long Island, and he was kind of like a promoter.
Wow.
So he would bring Bambaataa and them out here in the U-Haul truck. And that's when I get to see DJ Jazzy J and all these guys get busy. And then they would go out to the Bronx River, Mateen Connection. And that was my first introduction. And then that was back there with Mr. Magic and Red Alert when hip hop was only on the radio for like 1 hour.
LS 107.5 in a class by itself. Good evening to your super listeners. How you doing tonight, all you fly guys and fly girls? Welcome once again to the world famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack on your radio. About that time for my engineer all-star Marley Marla put on the golden mixing gloves. Big fun in the big town. It's the best music in town. It's the Rap Attack on WBLS 107.5. We are the class of New York City radio.
Yo, y'all, this is Curtis Blowski here.
How you doing? This is Buck Tweet. We are
Full Force.
We're Petite.
This is Donald B.
With the Boogie Boys.
Force MDs.
Oh, this is LL Cool J. Right now, I'm sitting here listening to 107.5 WBLS, Mr. Magic's Rap Attack on my radio.
Wow, man. That's crazy. I'm sensing a theme, man, because it sounds like a lot of cats was around that 12 to 13 seems to be like the starting point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like,
but real quick, if hip hop was on the radio for an hour at the time, is it like how they do independent artists now? Is like they give them an hour time slot? Was it on like a disco station? How did that work?
Yo, that's interesting. My back there was just R&B.
Okay.
So you had 98.7 KISS FM, 107.5 WBLS. Those were mainly R&B stations. But with people pushing and what was going on in the parks and the streets, then you had those DJs who got blessed enough to get an hour. Like, you know, Mr. Magic, like Red Alert, and all the DJs that was to follow after that. But even though hip-hop was only on the radio for an hour, it was like basically everywhere you went, like at the house party or in the park. And if you didn't know how to DJ or rap or break or pop or windmill, then you kind of like, yo, you didn't have no props.
Man.
Wow.
And that's what really inspired me. Like when I go to a house party or I go to a party and I see a dude popping and locking and, you know, windmilling and the respect that commanded, or when somebody grabbed the microphone and how the dancers stopped and you just looked at that MC with the mic, or when the DJ just was bringing it back and forth.
Right.
You know, you knew you had to get one of those to be officially down.
That's what's up, man. So you tell us about your earliest memory and kind of what the influence was, man. When did you pick up a pen and pad and start writing on your own, or did you start off freestyling?
I started off as a DJ at like 14. My pops bought me turntables for Christmas, nice. Like a whole set, two turntables, mixer, fifth chamber, the whole nine.
Who was and big at that time?
Again, that was when Planet Rock was just coming out. That's when Jazzy J Funky Sensation. You know, that's when it just started. Slick Rick, la-di-da-di. And you know, the breakbeats was popping on the street level.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. When did you get off the tables and start spitting?
Well, one, when King Tim, I don't know, not too many people know King Tim the Third. He had his first song out. Then Run DMC came with Sucker MCs. And Eric and I was in junior high, but his aunt took us to Delancey Street and we copped the vinyl. So, you know, everybody was in the mirror acting like it was Run DMC, and then that's when we decided to be like start writing rhymes. We always thought like, yo, we could be dope, but we was from Long Island, and most of the cats that was really getting the props and getting it in was from one of the boroughs.
Yeah, man, y'all had a different sound than the other things that was coming out at that point, man. So how old were you guys when you guys started work on your first album?
Wow, that's a good question. 17. We started working on the album for a second, and then we stopped. And then I went away to school, you know, so I went to Connecticut SESU, but me and Eric were still communicating by phone.
How close are we not getting EPMD?
Wow, that's a good question. Yeah, well, that second time around, we caught it.
Okay.
Because, when we first went in, we was trying to get it, but then time, you know how time does. So man. Eric went back to school, I went to college, but then I was like, you know what, I felt it. And that's when Just Ice had Toya out, one of the biggest songs, and I was a DJ.
Okay.
So I wrote down all the records. Me and he went in the studio, put a Smythe Daniel customer together. I would go to e-school, like, yeah, I'm his cousin. He got a dentist appointment today or doctor's appointment. Sign him out. And then please listen to my demo. Please, please.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We was cooling in my car one day, you see. Clocking a double nickel on the L.I.E. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock. Turn on the tunes to hear the DJs rock. The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping. Ian, I was cooling, with this Miz, we was snapping. In and out of fantasies on how large we can get. Cooling the rocks and Benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone. Stupid booming systems with the hands-free phone. The dream gets better and I would like to go on, but I was brought back to reality by a toot of a horn. Smoke everywhere, oh just what we needed. On the way to shop, my demo in the car overheated. Feeling real low, low enough to die. Holding up traffic on the FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the festive gear. He double had to push YMD stair. They were in our dreams. The cool with golden limos. And all we kept saying was, please listen to my demo. 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 Please, 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 please listen to my demo.
In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped in B68 and broke north. Walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings whole 9 yards, so enchanting. Thinking if we got a chance, we could rock it. Funky Fresh demo tape in my pocket. We was walking and got dissed twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and P had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a film with Sock and the sleeping bag staff. People started smiling inside, we buck wildin', saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very kind, but me and P were like, yo E, where did we sign? We're in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dollar lines, now we fresh wicked members. Had dreams of fancy cars and limos, and all I wanted was somebody to listen to my demo.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please, 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 please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
Live from the basement.
We built the car.
Holy Jesus Christ. Why is it every album name has business in it?
That's a great question. Well, strictly business, first of all, I got a 6'4", 250-pound Pops from Marcy Project. And right now, he's still riding his bike with his crew. So when I had to step to Pops and say, hey, listen, you know, I want to give this football up. I want to give this education up and become a rapper. Now let me stop. But when I had to pitch that to my pop, he was like, what? Because I've been playing football since I was 6.
Yeah.
I was already in college playing, starting on the field. And then I was like, yo, but I felt the hip hop and the music and it's my thing. And you're a customer. And we were signed to Sleeping Bag Records, Run DMC asked us to go on tour. So yeah. I felt like, yo, okay.
That's your chance.
Here's the proof.
Yeah.
So my pops was like, yo, if you're going to get the football up and you're going to pursue this, go hard. So from that point on in, everything was strictly business. And then from there, some people, some groups and artists catch the sophomore jinx. So after we came off and we had the gold platinum album, fresh off the Runs House tour, we got home, everybody's, yeah, it was a fluke, you can't do it again. So we had to come with unfinished business, so what you saying? And hold the big payback on top of that, too.
Man,
so then after great. That, they said, yo, you know what? They kind of bodied that and came through with King Solo on Nick Mac Patty Whack. These guys could be official business as usual.
Who were you label mates with at the time during that?
On our record company or on our management?
Well, I mean, with the as far as management's concerned, because I feel like...
Man, that's bananas. That's like Run DMC, LL Cool J, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, Eric B. Rakim, Daddy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Yo, we were the last ones to come on board.
Yeah, because that's where the features came from, like with Rampage, and LL was... That was...
All right.
Classic shit, yeah.
It was crazy. It seemed like you guys were a breath of fresh air compared to a lot of the music that came out at the time, because everybody else was... You know, I mean, Run DMC was yelling. Beastie Boys were yelling. LL Cool J was yelling. Y'all were just chilling.
They were, man. They were. Mr. Slow Flow. That's what, it's, I mean.
Yo, and we were chilling because on the first tour, when we got asked to go on the Run House tour, you know, we was a new artist, so we didn't have dough to get our own tour bus. Run DMC, Jam Master J, Russell. And Leo was like, yo, you can ride on the Run DMC bus for free. So we was like, what? Waking up every morning with the shell toes, no laces in them, like, yo, without them even on. They wasn't even rocking them. We used to just get so much love, and it was more or less like a lifestyle that was already wrote.
Was Leo as wild as the media likes to portray him?
No, you know what? That's one of the craziest stories in hip-hop history. Something was wrong with Leo's hearing, and that's why he spoke with the loud tone. And when he was speaking to us with the loud tone, that's what was igniting the fire to get the work done. So I heard that, like, yo, that was what was going on.
Man.
You know, like, relentless, like, yo, let's get it done. Like, it doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Quick story. Business as usual is about to come out. It's a snowstorm. We just got on Def Jam. It's our first album. Me and E, you know, we artists. So we're like, yo, listen, the world's at war. Snow out there. We're kind of not like feeling like going on this promo tour. Right? So Leo picks up the big phone. We get screened on. We go to do the promo tour. We land in Virginia. We go host the MC rap battle. Who comes walking in? Das Effects.
Bum stickity bum stickity bum hun. I got that open up a pump pump, but I can beat fire bow diddly bum. Here I come, so Sabrina Piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So 1, 2, buckle my shoe, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. Spread my feet, yep, I drippity drop the hit. The books get on your walk and spark that old six shit. Shit rats and double dress, and swiggity smack some wins, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boy's about to get a hit. Stick. My waist bone's connected to my hip bone's connected to my thigh bone's connected to my knee bone's connected to my party, ha ha ha. Tivity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone. Skip the whole routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity spark the blood. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fat.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fat.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fat. Snap a heck for some love for fat.
Be gone, shiver me timbers, yo, head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rocko, I'll pulverize my gruff, cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff. A reverdurgy, heaven's the birdsy, honky tonk, I get swept. I caught a snuffle up against the smoke, the boogaloo split. I got the nooks, the crannies, the nitty gritty, 40 dose of all aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me putting in pain, and that's my game. You ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Tis out the vulgar vegetable. Tarion, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, a blitz shoots the breeze. Ridley D shoots his lips. Crazy shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift, and that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yo, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my Nessie's go for cocoa. Holly, hobby, try the zombie, try to rob me, still he's stuck. Diggity dun 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 dun.
They wanna pay.
Some love for fame.
They wanna pay.
Some love for fame.
They wanna pay.
Some love for fame. Snap a head for some love for fame.
They wanna pay.
Yep, I'm coming around this bed. So here, Fido boy, bitch, boy, fetch. I got the rope, I dope, a slippery choker. Look at me get raw. And I'm the hickory dickory top of the morning, Buckaloo, big joy. With the yippity zippity, we need to pull bad boy blue. Hey, yo, crazy, you got the dust. What up, I swing that toast. A nigga poop, I give a hoot and stomp a troop without a strain. Like Roscoe, baby, cocaine. I spiggity spark a slip and give a twist like Chubby Checker. I takes my Fruit Loops with 2 scoops and make it a double decker. Oh, Vince the baby, come to Papa Duke, a babaloo. Ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boo, I went from Gucci to Stussy to figgity. I'm a groupie to shout out to yibbity yabba dabba hoochie coochie tally ho. I take my stove top instead of a potato, so maybe I shoot him now. No, nope, maybe I shoot him later. Yep. I used to have a dog and bingo, what's his name? Oh, so B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself around, hunt. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fame.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fame.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fame. Snap my neck for some love for fame.
They wanna pet.
Some love for fame.
They wanna pet.
You got the chill,
chill, chill, chill, chill.
moral to that story is if we never went on the promo tour to VA, we never wouldn't have met Das Effect at the Rat Pack.
That's crazy, man. So, yeah, and let's talk about the Hit Squad, because to me, I will say early 90s, that was the hardest. I'm a fanboy out real quick, because honestly, bro, my older brother, he's 13 years older than me. He put me up on y'all first. Y'all the first duo that I really got into, and y'all kind of set the tone for what I was looking for as far as hip hop duos go from the late 80s
to
into
the 90s.
Squad
and
for
the
real.
Squad and the whole,
but then the Hit Squad, man, when y'all had Solo, Redman, Das Effect, I mean, man, bro, y'all was killing shit.
Well, the whole reason why the Hit Squad existed in first place, which is high intelligent thinking or hit initial target, the hip hop community and the culture was so good to Eric and I.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we came out with our first album, we got the love, we got the number one Billboard album, you know, then we got on the Run DMC tour. And the reason why we wasn't yelling and we was with the slow flow smooth is because we was on a tour bus rolling in 30,000-40,000 arenas, just like, look at this.
Yeah.
Every time we went to the studio, we was always making songs in accordance to what we've seen and what the hip-hop culture expected from us. So once EPMD was established, then we came with K-Solo. Then the next go-around, we came with Redman, ready to rock Rough Rhymes. Then he came, did his own thing. And then the last one, we picked up Das Effect in Virginia and then came in 92 with the whole Hit Squad.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, you and Eric, you guys span different eras. I know it was late to the 80s, but you guys were in the 80s, the 90s, and then into the 2000s and kept going. What's your favorite era?
No, that's a good question, because we was part of the golden era. We had our own era. We was part of the era that we created, meaning like EPMD is the most sampled rap group in hip-hop history. That's a fact.
Wow, I didn't
like,
know that.
Like, after we left, the artists following us, you know, all the loops and the samples. Mm-hmm. And those dudes went like 4 times platinum, 5 times, because the market was open and the world was more willing to accept them. So Jesus. I would say the first era, because the excitement.
Okay.
You know, you're looking at Run DMC on a poster, you listen to Slick Rick, Roddy Doddy, you know what I mean? And that Heavy D, and then before you know it, you're on tour with these guys.
Yeah, oh, man. That's big.
Did they fuck you guys all up?
Yo, there's a lot of funnies on tour. I'm telling you, with between Run DMC, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and Public Enemy. On the Runs tour, everything ran so smooth because they was like Rolling Stone, like, and still are, like rock stars.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes, you know, us being young and bullheaded, we get ahead of ourselves. So once that would happen, then Russell would tell us, now we got riding on Public Enemy bus. So, yo, now we
that must
100 push-ups.
I was gonna say that must have sucked. You're over there with Chuck D is probably lecturing you guys.
Don't you look at that fucking liquor?
So at the next bus stop, we over there piling with Russell. Like, yo, we good.
Was he Uncle Chuck? Did you guys have to call him Uncle Chuck or anything like that?
Oh man,
that's crazy.
Nah, we call him Chuck, but then you have flavor. Then you had the S1W. Come on, man.
I was gonna say.
You know the martial arts, and then with Will Smith crew and Charlie Mack.
Yeah.
Yo, those dudes used to be like, you know, you would have to stay in the buddy system. If you got caught by yourself, anything could happen. You get abducted.
Well, hold on.
Wait, what?
You said Will Smith? Quit playing.
Yo, in the early days of Charlie Mack, first of all, Will Smith was nice with that basketball. So back there, he was dunking because Run DMC used to travel with real basketball court under the bus. They pull over in the parking lot, and next thing you know, you had a full court setup.
That was
you
had a full court setup.
You were talking on the bus.
Oh shit! So hold on. That's so you guys would be at like a. Like at a Kmart parking lot playing ball, and like the fans be like, oh shit, there goes Run DMC at EPMD playing basketball in Nebraska right now.
That's crazy.
Yo, throwing it down.
That's
crazy.
I'd lose my fucking mind. That's crazy. Holy shit.
So the moral to the story is, you know, you had to back up what you were saying, because if the bus got pulled over, then the court was set up.
Yeah, wow. So back to Will. So you said Will was nice with it, was dunking on cats. What else, man? What else don't we know about the early Will Smith, man?
Well, if you was talking smack, Charlie Mack around, he's a complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be at that soda machine like 2 o'clock in the morning by yourself. Just thought you could slip out and get a quick Coca-Cola and get abducted. Yo, an abduction consists of anything. It could be a bathtub full of water. Okay.
like that, a little extra water, boop, boop. So then, you know, when it was all said and done, you got the message and then you played your position.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. That's
true story, because one of our guys we told all the time. And he wasn't paying attention, and he got abducted.
They got him.
Y'all got waterboarded,
man. And when
he
came back, for real, when he got back to us, you could tell he was in a situation.
So wildest tour story that you can remember.
One tour story I can remember is we had a road manager out there who was responsible for all of us, but it was before the cell phone. So we stopped at a diner, and only like four people got off, and everybody else was asleep. Mm-hmm. And then the next stop was 500 miles because the bus driver couldn't drive over 500 miles overtime, so we have to park. And the road manager went in, and nobody know he didn't come out. And then it wasn't until we did the 500 miles and woke up the next morning that we realized we left the message.
Oh my God.
That's messed up.
You know, obviously Eric Sermon be nice with the beats, so he goes out there, he does projects. People get nervous when they don't see you guys do stuff together. Everybody just assumes that you guys are out of business.
No. Well, basically with that is everything takes time to come full circle. We're in a good space right now, getting a lot of stuff accomplished. And in the first half of the career, from Strictly Business, Unfinished Business, and Business as Usual, I did a lot of that production, so I kind of needed a break. And E-Dub came up, and then he got his production off. And then he took a break. So we get in this sync to really come with that music and that whole vibe that's expected of us. But that's all the hip hop community really wants to see.
And does that mean that we're going to get another album?
We're going to get an album, a tour, and like some EPMD in your face situation.
Yeah.
Shit. That's hell
yeah. Yo, well, put it this way. When you want to think where we at, just take our business as usual and play our mag.
Here's I love
a story
it.
I got to tell. My life story, I tell straight from the heart. I'm about to try to crash my shit straight from start. A young black kid, destined for success. No old gold, no cocaine, no Buddha set. Straight up hard work, no sleep and no shorts. Brainstorming with the skills that Pop Duke taught to keep swinging. Yeah, not to quit. Now I ride the bend, you ride the tip with your punk friends. Straight up whiskey from Unk City. That's why my attitude's messed up and real shitty from the backstabbers. Yeah, my so-called friends who swim in my pool when it's time flex the bends around town. Windows down as the sounds pound. Cool J tape, K-Solo, Kel Val. Fly girl is tipping, brothers ripping and sipping. Old gold Red Bull, hands on my tipping. I'm just lamping with my EK shades. Truck tools, obviously the man's paid. But of course not. A brother can't get his props like, for instance, when I cruise up the block in my 560. Chilling on my Metro phone. Chrome kit beaming all off your dome and like a sucker. Yeah, you look the other way. That's when I know you're on my tip, kid, but it's okay.
Talk about, man.
Lights is burning
now
up.
From here to
did that just
now
happen?
Peace, and I'm out.
Howdy. See, that's what we're looking forward to, man.
God,
definitely
man.
Looking. Yo, Parrish, where can people get the latest?
I'm on Twitter, PMV of EPMV. The website is parrishsmith.com.
Nice.
The Instagram is PMV_Mike_doc. And the Facebook is PMV_EPMV.
Dude, man, this has been crazy. This is like, yeah, I keep checking them off the list, man. We keep talking to some legends, and I mean, this is wild, man. So thank you for your time, man. We all do, and looking forward to hearing the music.
Live from the basement, man. This is what it's about. And like they say, like, you know, it's cats like y'all with the podcast that's bringing it back to the original grassroots on how hip-hop got to where it was with the college radio and the independent radio back there. So we appreciate y'all, too, because we rocking the independency, you know?
Peace, Parrish.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all, live from the basement all day, any day. Got to chill.
Nah, man. Peace.
It's the E and I'm smoking. While I tongue roasting, roasting, baking them seeds. The E, I'm not joking, so back up. Punk, slack up, watch a weak posse before they get smacked up. One by one, two by two, three by three, yo P.
What's up, ED?
Pass the Uzis to blow up, any whack MC that show up. There goes one blast of now.
E, hold up.
Don't make me, because it might be too late. The punk might escape and buck wild, and in fact bite my style. And I'ma hit the bullshit charge plus trial. It's my thing to swing, your first mistake to bring a drunk MC that can't hang. Don't forget I'm Crazy Swift. My name is Eric Sermon.
Yeah, and I'm Parrish Smith.
I could act fool and start blasting. Ha 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 ha, now who's laughing? I'ma let you slide, but you owe me. Next time you see me,
holler like you know me.
I'm mad.
story, I tell straight from the heart. How suckers try to crash my shit straight from start. A young black kid, destined for success, no old gold, no cocaine. A Buddha says straight up hard work, no sleeping, no shorts. Brainstorming with the skills that Pop Duke taught to keep swinging, yeah, not to quit. Now I ride the binge, you ride the dick with your punk friends. Straight up pussy for punk city, that's why my attitude fucked up. And real shitty from the backstabbers, yeah, my so-called friends. Who swim in my pool when it's time flex the bends around town. Windows down as the sound pound. Cool J tape for K solo spellbound. With fly girl, he's tipping. Brothers gripping and sipping. Old gold Red Bull, hands on my dick. And I'm just lamping with my EK shades. Truck jewels, obviously the man's paid, but of course not. Brother can't get his props like, for instance, when I cruise up the block in my 560, lamping on my Metro phone. Chrome kit beaming all off the dome and like a sucker. Yeah, you look the other way, that's when I know you're on my dick, kid. But it's okay, it's normal. Relax, your whole head's busted. Caught in the rap skit, it couldn't be trusted. Cause my sounds pound from here to Okinawa. Peace and I'm out.
Tuned to this last episode. When I'm out the house and the mic explode. This is not the Buckwild style that I'll be using. In fact, black, it causes it's a fallout when sucker MCs and crabs call out my name. Oh, what a shame I got. I'm not a new jack, my rhymes are not whack. And in fact, I'm like Clint Eastwood. Instead of bullets, rhymes I pack in my flow gun. So son, you better run. Cause when it comes to hustling and prisons, we take none. We move wax like kilos. And when my jam hits the streets, the sounds explode. Watch the right hook, duck the death blow, Jack. I wonder where the E and the P's at. Can they do it again? You bet your ass black. See you in 91. Until then, get the Bozak.